As the beloved cosmic angel speaks his heart to us, we ask our mighty I'm presence to bless him, to thank him without limit for his blessing to America, and to give him every possible cooperation for the protection of all within our borders that comes under his authority and direction. Beloved of my heart, tonight, in bringing to you our assistance for America, I wish you to try to comprehend just how deeply we love America, because America is the last surviving hope of mankind. I'm speaking of the masses of the people of the world to reach up with power enough of devotion to God to draw the God government and God control of the legal activities of a nation, to hold freedom for the outer activities of the daily life of mankind. Now, you know how you love those you hold near and dear, that which you love the most. You are deeply concerned, are you not, with its protection, the future of it, and your enjoyment of its existence. And the same thing is true with us. We love the nation that is the focus of freedom's purity and power and peace. We love that with the same intensity that you love either the dearest person on earth or the dearest thing. If you understand what the cosmic love of life means, you will know it as the power within life to protect and expand all that is constructive and to repel and dissolve and consume all that is not. Now, in saving that which you love, you are most concerned with the protection of that which you're trying to save. And so it is with the nation, so it is with that which is constructive throughout the world. We are more concerned with the protection and expansion of that which is right than we are with so-called evil for this reason. That which is constructive and is fulfillment of the divine plan has within its heart the eternal command of the sacred fire for its eternally sustained existence and its ever-expanding blessing of love to life. That which is of evil is but of temporary existence. Therefore, our life and our love which we give for the protection of the nation or that which is of God throughout the world must anchor in and around that which is constructive, sustain and protect it and expand it. And if we can pour into it our greater power of love of the sacred fire, that becomes the strength within it to expand and repel the evil. And so it is with the nation. As the people within the borders of the nation reach up to God as they know it, and you, of course, to the mighty I Am presence in your recognition of it, and to the ascended host, the angelic host, as you reach up and call for the sacred fire's strength and power to save, protect, and forever expand all that is of God within the nation, that is permanently sustained action. It is the permanent perfection of life that you are building within the borders of America to be the ascended master nation of the world. And unless that command goes forth and the heart call, which is intense desire of love, reaches up to the mighty I Am Presence and the ascended host for the intensification of the strength and power of the sacred fire within the nation, how can you have that which is constructive sustained? Constructive activity is created only by that which is of the sacred fire. It is sustained only by the sacred fire. It can only be protected by the sacred fire. Therefore, as you strengthen and protect and expand everything that is good within the borders of the nation, you are giving permanent assistance to life, because all that is constructive contains within it some activity of the sacred fire. That which is of evil is but the radiation or the energy of the cosmic light. That's the only thing that can be requalified into producing discord. So when we ask you to use these various activities of the sacred fire, or to acknowledge our sun presence within the nation that delivers all within your borders from evil, I assure you, it is as if you fanned a spark into a forest fire. This can be done and has been done times without limit down through the centuries. And now, those of you who understand how to do it, if you will keep your attention upon the perfection you desire within the nation and the power of the sacred fire to protect and strengthen and expand that which is constructive, you will find it like the sun coming forth through a fog, and the very intensity of the sacred fire of the sun dissolves and consumes the fog. So when you call for the violet flaming cosmic Christ control of conditions within the nation, you are strengthening everything that is constructive within your borders. And when you understand the full power that you can release by calling this into outer physical conditions, you will find mastery coming into these conditions instead of opposition and fight and resentment and rebellion and criticism and condemnation. So long as you have a feeling within of fighting a condition, the very feeling sent forth will energize that condition, and it will send you back more of itself. And so it is with the sacred fire. The more you can love the mighty I Am Presence and the sacred fire of the universe and call it in its strength and power into yourselves, the more you expand its mastery in you, the more you pour that mastery into the life around you, and the more the sacred fire takes its dominion in the world of manifestation where limitation and distress and discord have been. So as you keep your attention upon the powers of the sacred fire, you will draw them into yourselves. And the more you use them, the more you will enjoy them. And now I am going to try to help you replace everything that has been of distress by the enjoyment of using these great master powers of the sacred fire and draw within yourselves that which keeps you permanently harmonized, infinitely happy, and gives you the freedom to give to life as the sun gives light to the earth. And this is what the nation needs. Unless you strengthen that which is constructive within your borders, how are you going to sustain it or protect it? And unless you keep your attention upon that which is constructive, how can you draw it to you? Everything that is contained within the sacred fire is constructive. And if you command a manifestation made eternal by the love of the sacred fire, then that becomes established to you. In the infinite space of the universe abides this boundless sacred fire. It fills all space. And you may reach up to your beloved I Am Presence or the Ascended Host, who concentrate and draw that sacred fire into outer manifestation according to the divine law that operates in this system of worlds. And so it is with you individually or collectively or the nation or the world. The principle is the same throughout eternity, throughout infinity. Therefore, in dealing with mankind, if you will make conscious effort to call forth the strength and the power of the sacred fire's mastery into everything that is constructive within everybody, who of you can tell me what can be released on an instant to take any life stream out of the distress under which it has struggled, perhaps for centuries? This is what enables the mighty I Am Presence to draw in and around you and into your outer use the stored up energy in the causal body, which is all the energy of the past lifetimes that you have lived, that energy which you used constructively, that is stored and accumulated and intensified in the causal body of each life stream. Now, when you begin to call forth the ascended master strength and power of the sacred fire in and around yourselves, and the ascended master's use of the powers of that sacred fire into yourselves, and then out through yourselves to hold control of conditions. My dear ones, now please remember this phrase tonight. Everything in you that has been of distress, whether it be human desire or human accumulation, will absolutely cease to exist. You will wonder how great is the love in that sacred fire when you feel the irritation on the human creation of the emotional body, the atmosphere about you, let go. Now, this will have tremendous blessing to you upon your health, your finance, your affairs, and associations of the outer world. This makes you master wherever you abide. And my dear ones, with just a little use of this, just experiment for maybe 1 week with holding to this systematically with great devotion, will bring you such relief within yourselves from the habits of the strain and the stress and the struggle that have been your daily experiences, that is like a sun blazing its power and the cloud passes by. I want you to come to this place of rest, of peace, of purity, and of mastery. For I assure you, this will bring you relaxation and strength and power to do things in the outer world with scarcely any sense of exhaustion. Do you not think I'm practical? Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. Now, as you make the call for this to your beloved I Am Presence and to us, and you call for your mighty I Am Presence to fill you with the invincible strength and power of its sacred fire presence within you, you will find automatically the hand of your presence controlling your outer world affairs. If I can impress upon you tonight, not that I don't have the power, but if you will accept the importance of this, of at least trying it out, of filling yourselves with the invincible strength and power of the sacred fire control and mastery in and around yourselves. I tell you, precious ones, your struggle will be over. If you fill yourselves with this, it makes you the magnet to draw from anywhere, whatever your higher mental body knows you need the most, whatever you wish to use to fulfill the great divine plan. Now, when you call to the Ascended Master's octave for the Ascended Master's cosmic strength and power of the sacred fire's presence within and around you to control everything, I tell you, it does control it. And that is what it means to use the love of the sacred fire within yourselves to control everything of outer action so that the struggle ceases, the success appears, lack is no more, and you begin to realize that wherever you abide, by this recognition, the sacred fire mastery surrounds you and controls conditions that you contact. And then the constant resistance and rebellion against conditions of the outer world will not seem important to you. You will wonder why you ever did it. It will be so unpleasant to you that you will no longer want to associate with it. And that's what it means to recognize that I live, move, and have my being within the invincible strength and power of sacred fire mastery in me. Now, you just say this a few times before you go to sleep, maybe three times. Now, I'm making it very easy for you. And who knows, maybe I'll say it three times or a lot more for you. But if you make that effort, the cosmic law will permit me to assist you. If you will do one-third of what is required, we will do two-thirds, and certainly we should be successful and victorious. Now, this is necessary to come to all of you before you can be strong enough to take the responsibility of using what you might call unlimited wealth that comes from the Ascended Master's release of the sacred fire into your outer use for the building of the incoming civilization and the producing of things in the outer world that are far in advance of what has been brought forth thus far. Because I assure you, until certain purification takes place, that greater perfection cannot come. But if you call the Ascended Master's invincible strength and power of sacred fire control in you, you won't need to be concerned about what's around you, for its very presence will radiate through you, and then your higher mental body will draw the power from the causal body into those outer world conditions that transmutes them into what blesses you and helps you to fulfill the great divine plan. And I assure you, there is no way in heaven or earth or anywhere else of overcoming evil except by the conscious understanding and conscious use and direction and concentration upon the strength and the power of the love of the sacred fire. The more you love it, the more intense becomes its action around you. The more you call it into yourselves, the greater is the invincible protection about you and its control of conditions, no matter where you move. Now, let us apply this to the nation. If you care to make the call to the great cosmic law, the mighty I Am presence in the great central sun, to make the atmosphere over this land, the strength and the power invincible for eternity of the Ascended Master's sacred fire control of the atmosphere over this world, I think some of the destructive forces will be very successfully disappointed. Sounds like an enigma, but it isn't. If we can be successful in disappointing the sinister force, it will be well for all. So, in order to hold protection in the atmosphere about you, the atmosphere must become filled with the sacred fire. And if you call for enough power of the Ascended Master's sacred fire presence to be the only atmosphere over this land, many things will be revealed to the people But they will understand, if not at first, then a little later. But just as certainly as those manifestations of the sacred fire come into the atmosphere over this land, will mankind awaken and be purified and love those manifestations. And in that love, that sacred fire can come into the individual and hold dominion over destructive qualities. And that is why I issued that cosmic fiat for eternity. Not so long as the stars remain and the heavens send down dew, so long shall the union last. And that union is the union of the earth with the ascended master's purity and love of the sacred fire, which we have flooded into the nation for its eternal sustaining victory under the ascension. And it shall manifest forever. Thank you so much. Now, those of you who understand this law, if you will, not with strain or tension, but with a majestic, all-powerful command of life, demand that America be delivered from all evil by the ascended master's strength and power of the presence of the sacred fire within the land. You give us a wide open door through which we can flood that sacred fire into conditions so we strengthen what is right and dissolve and consume that which is not a God creation, therefore not eternal. But acknowledge the presence of invincible sacred fire, strength, and power as the atmosphere over your land. Acknowledge it as your own atmosphere. Acknowledge it as the atmosphere in your cities and wherever you abide, anywhere in the world. If the call goes forth, there must come back the answer to that call. There's no such thing as failure. When mankind desires the sacred fire, desires its strength and power, and its presence on the earth, there's no such thing as not being answered. So I assure you of absolute victory. I assure you of absolute release from distress of every kind as you set this into action with a majestic, all-powerful, commanding authority that is forever the sacred fire's control of all manifested things. I have a very important reason for bringing this to your attention tonight, not only for the protection of the nation and that which is constructive within your borders. It has a very definite effect upon your supply. Now, why do you think I'm interested in supply? Because I don't want you to sustain channels of limitation in which some of you function, and you think you can't leave those channels long enough to gain this momentum of the sacred fire's boundless supply to you forever. So long as you are bound by a channel of limitation, you need the call for the sacred fire's strength and invincible power of the presence of that sacred fire in you to consume the limitation. And so it is, whether it be supply or health or illumination or opportunity, matters not. Everything that is a perfection depends on the release of the presence of the sacred fire. And you may have all the strength and power, all the supply, all the freedom, all the victory, all the protection of the sacred fire. As you acknowledge or desire and call its presence into yourselves. Now, the unfed flame in your heart is that sacred fire. But we, drawing from great heights of cosmic activity, in answering your calls, concentrate that into the cellular structure of the flesh, into your atmosphere, your affairs, your environment, into your entire life stream. For the sacred fire in our octave and the unfed flame in your heart is one sacred fire. And if you ask the presence of our sacred fire, strength, and power in yourselves, if you release enough of it inside, there can't be anything else. And that's what the mighty Saint Germain meant when he gave you that command, I am the only presence acting. And that means this sacred fire from the heart of creation, from the heart of your I am presence, the heart of the physical sun, the heart of the great central sun, the hearts of the ascended host. Now, if you want that into this physical octave, it must come into yourselves first. And I assure you, if you dare to do, there will be no such thing as failure. So I just offer it tonight so you may know what the love of the sacred fire can bring into you in your world of manifestation by calling the presence of its strength and power within you. And you must have more power than destructive conditions if you're going to overcome them. And the sacred fire is the only thing in the universe that contains more energy in any condition than the human creation within it. So it makes you master of circumstance. It makes you master of yourselves because it releases you from the very things that under which you have struggled through the centuries. And I think it's time for freedom. Thank you so much. So if you will recognize only the mighty I Am presence acting in you and in everyone else as the strength and power of the presence of the sacred fire, so shall it be established under you. And if you call it into the nation and into the world, the sun presence of that sacred fire enters into the structure of earth. The purification goes on till its perfection is complete for eternity. So I commend you to the greatest joy you've ever known if you will accept this tonight as set into action with fierce determination to use it until that joy knows no bounds and you have bursted the limitations of the centuries and you feel your divine freedom and mastery over all wherever you abide. Thank you with all my heart's love for eternity. Thank you, great angel, for your love tonight. Thank you for the presence of your strength and power of the sacred fire in us to give this obedience and render this service to America, that our America may never again know the distress of the shadows of human creation. Thank you for eternity and the entire angelic host. May all that the sacred fire contains come forth and flood America and be the control of the atmosphere over our land forever. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly in that limitless outpouring of such invincible strength and power of the sacred fire presence in us that is master over all things wherever we abide, that we may bless all life unto its freedom in the victory of the ascension. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us with whatever you know we require to release this strength and power of the sacred fire presence in and around us to do forever that which naught else can do. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, beloved great cosmic angel and all the angelic host. And to you, beloved Saint Germain Jesus, and Daddy, and Mighty Victor, and all the great ones who direct the sacred fire to the earth, thank you for everything that your love has done for us since we left the great central sun. Now make us the strength and the power of your love, of that sacred fire in us to render every service possible for the freedom and protection of America and the purification of all in this world till peace reigns everywhere for eternity. And we thank thee. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us, your sacred fire presence. And clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel that unfed flame in our hearts to expand, become one of the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress whatever sacred fire, power, and strength is necessary to deliver all life from all evil. Set that sacred fire into action and help us to the freedom of eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding presence of the strength and power of the sacred fire's control of all in this world. Move it into all physical conditions and strengthen, protect, and forever expand all that is constructive until all that is not the God creation of this world is dissolved and consumed by the sacred fire of eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light, for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the chains called death, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun, from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the love, all the power, the strength of the sacred fire presence with us, in us, through us, and around us, until it has compelled the annihilation of all evil everywhere forever. We thank thee.